Hi there and welcome to another episode of A Song and a Chat with your host, Pete Pascoe. Great to be here in front of my piano in Melbourne, Australia. Here to another look at another song this week, of course. Parachutes, I see, from a long time ago. To check out what year it was, last century, I believe. Well, a year is nearly gone by. When you're listening to this, I wonder if it'd be Christmas time. I think Christmas time might have been just gone by the time I get this one up online. If it's holiday time, if that's what you do, yep, all good. Happy holidays and all that sort of stuff. Happy holidays. I'm endeavouring to have a happy holiday here in Melbourne. Holiday is a hard word to say. Holiday. Try that again, Peter. I think we got that one. Get the tongue, tip of the tongue going. And I think it's time to roll some intro music. Here we go, on the tip of the tongue. Okay, if you've been here before, you know the drill. And if you haven't been here before, here is the drill. We'll just let the song lead the way. This is the podcast where I endeavour to shed some light on the songwriting process without ever trying to sort of unveil the mystery, because verily the mystery is probably most of the show, to be honest. It really is. It's a fascinating process, as I've been finding out. We're looking at the episode 194. Crazy stuff. How about that? I didn't know if I'd ever get past number one, as it turns out. This is my sort of a weekly online gig, and I'm really, really enjoying sitting at the keys, funnily enough. About years and years of doing that in restaurants, and I touched on recently then by the process of doing that in what really was a tough environment, you know, that whole you do your heartfelt version and someone says, you just finished the song, right? You give it your heart and soul and someone says, yeah, not bad, Tiger. And you pick yourself up and you do it all over again, night after night. And look, great training ground. All right, so if you get nothing else from this podcast episode tonight, I really wouldn't mind if you took that home. There isn't anything that's going to substitute flying hours. I think that is the thing. It really is. Just getting, if you play guitar, play that guitar. Play that guitar all day. If you play piano, play piano. If you don't play an instrument, sing, hum. It's the very process of doing that. Things sort of just start appearing of their own accord that you could never have guessed. And that is the joyous zone of songwriting, composition, such as Parachutes. I remember distinctly there I was parked in Hercules the van overlooking the beautiful blue expansiveness of Lake Taupo in North Island, New Zealand. I looked down towards some beautiful Ruapehu and Tongariro and Narahoe, beautiful volcanic sort of, you know, volcanoes, basically volcanic mountains at the far end of the lake. It was one of those pristine blue mornings, not a hint of a breeze. And I looked up and saw some parachutes gliding down, and that was while I was writing the words. Bellbirds sing in my backyard, the bellbirds. New Zealand bellbird, that one. I'm living in Australia now. I gotta say, it's funny as heck. The bellbirds here go ding, ding, which is really cool. They got their call, but yeah, quite different. And I said to throw that in. Try it again, Peter. Bellbirds singing in my backyard. Church bells ringing from somewhere afar. Hell's bells ringing. Another hangover. Yeah, another day in paradise. All right, you can join me in my van. I'm going to write those lyrics shortly. We'll look at them. That's what I had. And look, I think what I'm going to do without further ado is have a crack at Parachutes. And it's going to be an interesting one because I haven't played it for a long time. Let's see what happens. Here we go. Parachutes rolling.
Bellbirds singing in my backyard. Church bells were ringing from somewhere afar. Hell's bells clanging from another hangover. It's another day in paradise. Some bathing ducks roasting in the sand, lucky not to be roasting in the pan. Black swans hold of their lonely clan, floating across the lake. These happy days I choose to spend alone, spaced out ways, a long ways from home. This winter breeze is just to be kind, not far now to where the summertime. Swans riding high on the waves. I'm biding time and I gaze at the parachutes in the sky. Hanging against the distant storm cloud, dripping down, down from the blue now, slowly down to the solid ground. I'd like to share the view. If I care to, I can steer to anywhere I'd ever dare to. Birds singing in my backyard, church bells ringing from somewhere afar, hell's bells clanging from another hangover. It's another day in paradise, another day in paradise, just another day.
Ah, well, that was fun.
Yeah, it sure was, wasn't
what,
it?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, what?
Hang on.
Hey. Being a bit silly, hey. Such good fun. I tell you what, when I started singing the song, I stopped a couple of times trying to work it out, and the melody was there but not quite, and it suddenly sort of struck me, I wonder if this is a sort of a song for two voices, and that's where I decided to take it. In the past, I've listened to a lot of two singers, like Everly Brothers, yeah, Simon and Garfunkel, Finn Brothers, and these are people that really have influenced my singing when it comes to singing with Mr. Paul Redge. You knew it was coming. Coming up a lot. Paul's come up a lot in his podcast, and I am very, very happy about that. Reason being, big past together, a lot of songs, a lot of gigs, big future perhaps, who knows? There's a big present happening, big present coming along, a new album we're working on now. We love those vocal harmonies, and we really enjoyed knocking out some of the Everly Brothers, Simon and Garfunkel, and Finn Brothers when we were doing a lot of covers back in the day, and boy, we learned a lot there. It was such good fun. So I guess I just went down that path, and what the heck, it was fun. Did it work? I don't know. Let's have a look at the words. They got a bit sort of twisty and sort of tangly kind of things going on in there. Probably could do with an edit, to be honest. Let's have a look at what we've got anyway. So, Parachutes. This is song number 303. Turn the pages to sort of see when it was written. Fun with the English language at the moment. No idea. We'll check that out some other time, perhaps in the show notes. Guessing 1994. There you go. Bellbirds singing in my backyard. And I was thinking there about a place called Kuratau, and that is at the southwestern shore of Lake Taupo. This is the lake I was looking at when I pulled up in my van. And I sat down. Well, probably sitting down in the van, wasn't standing up. Turned the ignition off. Wow, what a view. It was late morning. I wasn't feeling in the best of health. Might have had a big night the night before, And I'd had a lucky escape, which I'll tell you about in a minute. And so I just started writing. I thought back, where would I like to be right now? This is pretty good. Well, that backyard down in Curatau with the bellbirds singing. Sounds pretty good. Church bells ringing from somewhere afar. So something happened in my left ear. There it was. Oh, good one. Okay, that gave me the idea. What other sorts of bells? Hell's bells, all right. Clanging from another hangover. Another day in paradise. What happened? Well, I'd had a few drinks in a bar after the gig at the resort the night before, and it went very late, and like a madman, all these people said, come on, Pasco, go parachuting tomorrow, go parachuting, come on, you can do it. And I said, out of all the 10,000 things I want to do in my life, I think parachuting would be approximately last on the list. Look, hats off to the guys, people that are brave enough to hurl themselves out of a plane at that sort of height, and, you know, you get the picture. Not for me, Tiger. But I said, yeah, okay, finally. They were, ooh, see you in the morning. But, oh, no. Woke up and it wasn't on for whatever reason. I think there was a bit of wind early that quickly dissipated. So maybe the gods were smiling on me that morning. Thought, we'll take pity on this young fella. So I escaped the parachutes. Sunbathing ducks toasting in the sand. I think they said roasting. Doesn't matter much. Ducks, there's a nice image. Aren't ducks nice? I think ducks are nice. They're nice to look at. Round, kind of nice little ducks roasting in the sand, little cappy. Lucky not to be roasting in the pan, but that goes back to my hunting days when I was a kid. Black swans calling to their lonely clan. I think that brought the focus back to that beautiful sort of view, which we haven't actually discovered yet because it's coming up in the lyrics, but just starting to sort of tune into what's around me a little more. Beautiful sound, black swan. Have you heard them? Lovely. Floating across the lake. These happy days, something you now choose to spend alone. I was licking my wounds a bit. Paul had gone off on other ventures. Lure visit turned out in bits and pieces. It happens. And I thought, well, I'll carry on. Not too much else going on. And these spaced out ways, a long ways from home, just a lot of thinking, a lot of deep thinking that I was doing. I guess I was searching. It was my late 20s, and I was just looking for something. The winter's breeze has chosen to be kind. Yeah. Got up in the morning, no parachuting, Peter. Woohoo! Went away. It's not far now to summertime. So hanging on to that summertime, yeah. Time's gliding by day, the swans riding high on the waves. I'm biding time and I gaze at the parachutes in the sky. So roughly, I could have day by day, time's gliding by days. I'm trying to get days plural, but it just won't go. So I roughly rhyme day, waves and gaze. Coming back from the beginning, we're backyard, a far hangover. Pushing it, sandpan clan, that was better. So I'm reading through, yeah. That's what I do as a lyricist sometimes. If I've written the first verse, this, as I say, I was writing this in my pen and paper sitting in the van. I didn't have the piano with me at the time, be a bit squished in the front seat. So yeah, just the words came first. So write a verse and I've got a pattern here. I've got three rhyming words and paradise, lake, sky. And that, I was just seeing if the last words rhymed. That would have been clever. So the first three lines, anyway, you get the picture. Looking back and coming up with a structure, it's good then to sit down when you come to the music and see you've got a solid structure that's repeated. Yeah? Hanging against the distant storm clouds. Can I just try that again? Time's gliding by day, right? Swans riding high on the wave. See those swans again, looking around. I'm biding time. And I gaze at the parachutes in the sky. There they were. And it's not me. Those guys got up there. Whew, lucky escape again. Hanging against the distant storm clouds. Drifting down, down from the blue now. Slowly toward the solid ground. I'd like to share their view. So, a couple of things there. I'm wondering what the view is like up there once you've thrown yourself out of a plane or get pushed or whatever happens up there. Don't want to know. It would be a magnificent view. I can dig that. But what I was thinking there, the solid ground, getting my feet on the ground, that's kind of what I was feeling I was doing. I'd like to share their view. I can. And I am. I'm lapping up the freedom. If I care to, I can stare to anywhere I'd ever dare to. So the idea of being able to just, with your vision, look afar. And, putting the music back up there. Looking around and just getting that. Isn't it great to look at the horizon? Just sort of stare at the horizon. Yes, it's particularly good if you've had a big night. As I say, which I had. So picture me back in Kuratau. I finished the restaurant gig perhaps that night. So I was hanging around. That's why I was biding my time in the lyrics there. I had another gig to do that night, playing in the restaurant. And then packing up all the gear into Hercules and driving around said lake back to my bellbirds in the backyard when I wake up in the morning. What I feel like, a bit of fried eggs. Yeah, I like fried eggs. Maybe a bit of bacon. Get that all happening and, oh, what should I do? All right, hey, I've got some lyrics and over there by the piano, the electric piano. Just turn it all on. There we go. Because I had a habit of getting home from a gig late at night and there and then unpacking and setting all my gear up again. And I tend to do that because there's nothing worse. Here's the thing. It's great to have gear set up. There we go. It's great to have a space if you're lucky enough to have a space. But I think at the very least, if you can, have your gear ready to go. It's like when I go fishing, I like to just grab my gear and go. I don't want to be finding reels and digging up this from the back cupboard. By then, the moment's gone. And the same with keyboard gear. Let me tell you, I wish there were times, many a time, I've wished I played the ukulele or something like that. But no, I had to pick keyboards. Keyboard stand, check. Keyboards, leads. Yeah, you get the picture. So I plug it all in at night. And there it was, ready to go. Flick the switch. What's this one? Parachutes. Oh, yeah. Bellbirds singing in my backyard. And, you know, I wanted a kind of an up song. There's a tendency when you're alone to write mournful ballads. And, yeah, look, that's fair enough. This could have been a mournful ballad. Mournful ballad. You know, a quieter song. And probably, truth be known, the lyrics probably would have leaned towards that, yeah? I did this, though, didn't I? Now, hey, that might work. Had an idea. Yeah, I was missing Paul Dredge terribly. And I kind of wanted to write a happening song because what we write together are generally, not always, but quite up songs when we choose to do that. It's a lot easier because when we write together, we're just sort of fallen into the habit. What we do is Paul plays the acoustic guitar and we just have the two voices singing. And it's a different sort of a songwriting process, well and truly, from just the piano and the voice by yourself. So I guess I was imagining someone strumming like that.
Birds singing in my backyard, church bells ringing from somewhere afar. Hell's bells ringing from another hangover. It's another day in paradise.
A couple of things there. I think it worked really well going to that D minor. So I had that. But then I could hear it going. So it's the same chord with the bass. Instead of going F, it's gone down to D. Gives it nice. Hell's bells clanging from a hangover. It's a little bit, I don't know, is it falling over a bit? Hell's bells clanging from another hangover. It could do perhaps with just a little bit of a look. It's just maybe a little bit clumsy. It could be a catch. It could be a catchy thing. I just need something. It's not quite sitting, I think is the word. Not quite sitting. What I mean by is... It's something not quite flowing about it. Like, I'm just going to let it go, but it has bothered me a little bit. And that is one of the lines, that is one of the reasons I've done nothing with parachutes. Needs a little bit of something there. Maybe it came along when I put the second voice in. Maybe that came along. I think it definitely helped. Hadn't clicked to do that until here we are, 2023. How did I come to that decision? Well, we'll come to that soon. Let's go back in time now, yeah? So, probably about 1994. Hell's bells clanging from another hangover. It's another day in paradise. And I quite like the way, I like the way that works. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I can, you know, I've written it straight away for a band. That's what I've had in mind. Didn't have a band. That's a bit like last week's song, wasn't it? Soul Yo-Yo. Didn't have a band. Missing a band. Writing for a band. So taking that step and expecting it to bring, expecting to bring that into my life. There'll be a time I've got a band again. Yeah. So back and do it again. Feel good. Why not? Some bathing ducks trust in, what? Trusting in the sand. That's not bad. Toasting in the sand, Peter. Lucky not to be roasting in the pan. Here we go. Black swans caught of their lonely clan. So that phrasing worked better. Black swans caught of their lonely clan. Hell's bells from another hangover. I'll let it go better. Okay. Well, that's, that can work. Taking that type phrasing and taking it back to that line could work. Maybe taking the hangover out of there. I don't know. Black swans calling to their lonely clan. Floating across the lake. That floating across the lake. You could also go, another day in paradise, I guess. Do that line again. Maybe. Anyway, so I had that. I thought, well, what you do as a songwriter, I'm putting you in the shoes of a songwriter now. What I do is stop. Stop the process completely. Pick up the pen, quietly write, quickly write down F with a G in it, because that was, give a little harmony, because F is this, and G is this, but I went, already, just left that open, nice, you know, just wanted that ringing on, I think it worked well, I think the chords worked. I think they did. And I think the melody worked, particularly when I got that other singer in there. Anyway, that's what I had. With me, oh, that's right, we're being secretary. We're writing this stuff down, blah, 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 sequel. Okay, now we're wondering what's going to happen next. And these happy days I choose to spend alone, spaced out ways. Where am I going to go? That's the great feeling. That is the great unknown. That is on the breath. That's everything. This is the moment. This is the moment that I... This is why I'm a creative person. Whether I've got the brush in hand, whether I've got the pen in my hand, whether I've got the keyboards in my fingertips, it's all about the thing that's going to happen now. So it's not next, it is now. And it's almost like you get a, sometimes you can kind of hear it just in advance. Sometimes it's a happy accident. Sometimes it's a calculated move. But for whatever reason, I went to see. So let's see why, shall we? So where it's going. Black swans calling to their lonely hand clan, floating across the lake. The reason is C, the chord C, is very closely related to the chord G, and they both have that G note in it. And that G note, incidentally, was right there from the start, from Bellbird singing in the... So interesting to me. I've this sort of thing happens instinctively. It's not. It wasn't a calculated move. That can be. Certainly wasn't. And I think that's what makes it perhaps all the stronger. Yeah. That G note sort of being floating all the way through. You could have a stuck note like that G all the way through it so far, and you wouldn't even notice it. One keyboard. And I sang, these happy days I choose to. And then I could hear doing a keyboard trick. I could absolutely, this was a calculated move, spend alone, which was the key change. I could hear it going from C to that chord, which is E with the G sharp bass. And then it goes naturally into spaced out ways. I could hear it going same chord down to long ways from home. So that trick, if you want to call it that, was going A minor and then A minor when they're basically the boom, boom. Before it was boom, 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 boom. So that repeated sort of bass going down that far and that far. Again, I think it probably helps to create a strong composition. I really do. So Interesting that this happened.
Spaced out ways, a long way from home.
Then, like a madman, I went back to that chord again.
Winter breezes chose to be kind. And not long now to another summertime.
And right there, so winter breezes chose to be kind. Back to that one. And this time that E bit with an E bass, which then went down to... And so I'm emphasizing the G, 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 and that's a trick, a keyboard trick to bring in with a drum fill back into another verse, which I did. So that is about it, verily, with the music this time. Not a lot going on in terms of key changes and keyboardy tricks and all that sort of thing, because I was writing it with, as I say, guitarist in mind. Someone who wasn't there, and someone yet to be. Who knows? I don't know. Well, I have a listen back to Parachutes, I guess. Now, it's a step on. The step on I took, adding the second voice, was a total experiment. It's funny, I was singing away, you know, I sang it through. The melody's not quite there. It reminds me of it, and I thought of the Finn Brothers, sort of that Weather With You and... a few other, there were two or three songs at that particular time, and I thought, yeah, maybe it would suit that sort of two voice, where one's not really the harmony, yeah, just the two voices just going for it. And I'm pleased I've given it a lash by recording it for this episode. So now I have what was a picture in one sort of style, I've sort of taken it somewhere else, and that's the very nature again, of the arts, being in the arts, not being afraid to just sort of rework. I'm an artist as well, right? And I've done that recently. I sold a gold sunset, and prior to that, it was a maroon sunset. And normally I finish these pictures and they are done, D-O-N-E, done. This particular one wasn't quite satisfied. And my wife said, you know, why don't you rework some of those paintings sitting there in my walk-in wardrobe? My wife almost got a walk-in wardrobe, but became a storage place. Well, this facility here made for large canvases. Sorry, dear. Popular. Anyway, it was very good advice. Thank you, dear. And I painted it gold, and it sold recently, and I'm so pleased I did that. So I'm pleased to have moved on with Parachutes as a result of... this particular podcast has been such good fun for me. Hopefully it's good fun for you. My goodness, 28 minutes is gone. And another year is gone. And that's fine by me, because I've been lost in the art. And being lost in the art means I'm in some timeless time. It really is that. I'm somewhere else. So no matter what else is going on in my life, this is why I recommend it so much, and this is why a big sort of angle, I guess, that's developed, that's happened, theme, if you will, in my blog, in my podcast, has been encouraging creativity, other people's creativity. If listening today has helped you at all in any way, fantastic. If you found it entertaining, fantastic. Hope you've enjoyed a bit of new music. I have a bit of an old song taken somewhere new, and that is the way I roll with the older stuff, rewriting it. So yeah, looking forward to next year. More of the same for me. More creativity, and can't wait to finish these albums. They're coming up, folks. There's been a lot going on. I do arts markets as well. I enjoy all of that. I enjoy selling prints in my seascapes and fully engaged in the arts in all kinds of ways. And there's some songs that are just itching to finish with the band, Pete Paskin and the Patient Hum, and also with Paul Dredge. Paul's been working real hard doing drums and bass and guitar and harmonica. Got all the waves. He sent them across from New Zealand online, and I'll be bringing them into the mixes and having a look at what we've got. We're now very close. I think we'll have about 14 or 15 or 16 tracks to choose from for the next album. So that's very exciting to me. I love that. So that's a whole step on, eh? Wonder if Parachutes will turn up on an album sometime. Maybe. It doesn't matter. What matters is, I hope you've had a nice half an hour of piano and singing and chat with me. I have. I've really enjoyed it. Have you? Well, yeah, I have, mate. I mean, yeah, it's been really good. Are you still here, are you?
Of course I'm still here.
Well, I've been listening all that time. You're going to shut up? How rude is that? All right, this is Pete Pascoe signing out. Bye-bye.